Daf is Daf Mem Zayin. We got to the last two lines of Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Chatas Sheshachta L'Shem Chulin Kshera, Bavit Mishum Chulin Psul. What's the difference of Shem Chulin versus Mishum Chulin? The Rashi, the last two lines of the page, explains, L'Shem Chulin Sheyodea Shi Chatas, the guy knows it's a Chatas, V'Shachta L'Shem Chulin, but he shechs it for the L'Shem, L'Shmav Chulin, Kshera T'Kasher, Kedamrinan she'ein chulin mechalin kachim. A chulin is not able to desecrate kachim. I mean, he knows it's a kachim animal. He just does it l'shma for chulin. But mishum chulin, Rashi explains, that's possible. Kesavar shem chulin psul. He thinks it's psulim. He thinks it's psulim and shechse for psulim. That is possible. Why? Dehainu misasik b'dvar macherim ve'inu osik b'kachim. We're about to see in a second. When a person's misasik, he's just involved in things and not paying attention. That's considered misasik. And misasik is possible when it comes to kachim. Classic example, misasik, when it comes to Shabbos, the example they give is a guy walks into a room and turns on the light, just not because he intended to turn on the light, because that's just habitual to him, to walk into a room and flip the switch. That's misasik, just doing things without really being aware of what's going on. So the Gemara explains, how do we know it's mishum chulin is possible? The Gemara says, last line of Amud Beis here, kedibay minei Shmuel mirav Huna. Shmuel asked Rav Huna the following shayla, minayin, how do we know L'misasek b'kachim shupasal, one who is this osek in kachim, it's pasal. We'll see what the example of misasek is in just a moment. How do we know this concept of misasek is pasal? Shenem martez v'shachar es ben abakar l'fnei Hashem ad she'te shchita l'shem ben bakar. It says v'shachar es ben abakar. When you do shchita, you have to be aware it's a ben bakar, that's a kachim animal, bakar that's l'kachim. That's how we know. It's a pasuk in Shechita. Now, there's a discussion in the Achronim. Well, since this pasuk is by Shechita, is misasik pasul by other avodos as well? Perhaps what Nachiezer says, if Chaim Ozer says, it only applies to Shechita because that's the pasuk. It says, v'shachar ben abakar. The Chazanish argues and says, no, it applies, misasik is pasul v'gabe all avodos. The Gemara says, okay, so that's the source that misasik is pasul. So this is in our hands, meaning I accept such a pasuk. But la'aki minayin, how do I know b'di'eved if one misasek it's pasuk? This tells me l'chachila has to be l'shem bakar. But how do I know it's pasuk b'di'eved as well? Amar lei l'tzonchem tiz b'chayu, the pasuk says, has to be l'datchem zavchu, has to be l'das, has to be with awareness. We know already, and it comes to kachim, shanel of akasuv la'aki, whenever the pasuk repeats a concept, it says it two times, it tells us la'akev. So that's how we know misasek is pasul. So what's the example of misasek? Look at Rashi in the very top here. Rashi says l'misasek b'kachim, shochei kachim v'lo b'chavana elo k'misasek b'dvar macherim. He's just going around his business, not paying attention, just shech the animals that are coming in front of him. So that's what misasek is. Tosos quotes a Rashi. Look at Tosos, dear Maschim Minayin. He quotes Rashi in Chulin, Daf Yud Gimel, Perish Bekuntris, Kigom Misasik, Misakino, Lagbio, Lazarko. He's just playing around with his knife. He lifts it, he throws it, he chucks it. He's just playing around and happens to cut a animal. That's the case of Misasik, according to Rashi in Chulin. Tosos is bothered by this. He says, Vakasha. The Kiai Gavna Afilu Bechulin Pasul. That's possible even with respect to Chulin. He'll plead according to Rabbanan, who argues on Rabbi Nassim. That Ubao Kavanu, Kavana, that Rabbanan require Kavana even for Shechitas Chulin. Vafilu miskavin lekhaticha. Let's say a guy had Kavana for just a piece of the meat. Kigon Zark sakin lenoatza bakos, or he throws a knife against the wall. The Chashim miskavin lekhaticha. He intends on cutting something. Kidemuchach perk beiz de Chulin. Afilu hachi, it's pasli Rabbanan ad she is kavin lekhaticha simanim. Cutting isn't sufficient. You have to have kavanah fight by chulin to cut the simanim to make the animal kosher karban. Even though your intention is not for a goal, your intention isn't to make the basar mutter, it's rather just to kill the animal with shei simanim, that's enough kavanah for the rabbanim. But you see, you need kavanah for chulin as well. So certainly for kachim, you need kavanah. So what's the chiddush to say misasek is possible by kachim? It's possible by chulin even. So therefore, Toso says in the bottom, in the last six lines, Venera, Hai Misasik de Kachim is different. Hainu Miskaven Lechaticha Simanim, Velo L'Shem Zvicha. We have Kavana for Chaticha Simanim, which is Kasher for Chulim, but that is not Kasher for Kachim. That's the Chiddush, Toso says. Now, part of the underlining conversation here, there are a number of things going on here, but one thing is when it comes to Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kachim, there is a big Shaila in regards to the relationship to each other. So there's a big machlokus we've shown whether or not Shechitas Chulin is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. The Rambam paskins that shechitas chulin is a mitzvah, and one is the raya he brings from a sifri that connects it to kachim. Kishem shechitas kachim is a mitzvah, so to chulin, shechitas chulin is a mitzvah. So part of that conversation between Rashi and Tosfos is the relationship between shechitas chulin and shechitas kachim. Again, it impacts whether or not you would count it as one of shechitas chulin, whether it be a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. Okay, the Gemara now says five lines down. V'she'en ha-machshava holechas ela achar. The Mishnah taught us yesterday that when it comes to the machshava, the pigel, it all depends on the oved, not on the one, not the baal, the one who's doing it, the kohen, as opposed to the owner. So the Gemara says, "Masnisin delo kiay tana." Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. Who's the following Tana that tells us the Tanir Amat Rebbe Elazar be Rebbe Yosi? Shemati, I heard shebailim mifaglin, that the bailim have the ability to be mifagel if they have machshavas chutz lezman or chutz lemakom, it would be pigel. We don't hold that way. Our mission is not like that opinion. So Amar Rava, my time. What's the reasoning to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi? Why does he think the baal has the right to be mifagel? Damar Kro, the pasuk says v'hikriv hamakriv. Interesting. Rashi says here hikriv. The last Rashi on the Y lines, the top Y lines. V'hikriv ha-makriv karbano, v'parshas nesachim k'siv, it's talking about, it's parshas shlach, v'hikriv ha-makriv karbano l'Hashem, the makriv is being hikriv, alma, makriv karbano, kari lei, hilkach havelu b'chlal ha-makriv lo yechashiv. So the hikriv makriv karbano, he brings his karbon. So who's bringing the karbon? The baal is bringing the karbon. And yet we call the baal, who's bringing his karbano, he's be called the makriv. So the baal has the same din as the makriv, just like the oved, the kohen, can be mefagel, so too the baal is considered the makriv as well, and can also be mefagel. That's the drasha. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara then says, one second here. Right. There's interesting a number of interesting kashas that come according to Rav Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Rav Elazar Rabbi Yossi holds that the baal is able to be mefagel the karban. So if the kohen brings the does the avoda and the baal is mefagel has chutz lezman, it's able to create pigel. So there becomes a very interesting discussion. The Gemara in Nedarim and elsewhere has a shaila: what type of shluchim are the kohanim? Are they shlucha de rachmana or the shlucha the baal? Are they representing the baal, me bring it, or are they representing a Kadosh Baruch Hu as receiving the avoda? So the Gemara goes back and forth, and so the Ayin Yitzchak asks the following question. It's clear from our Gemara that you have to say that they're shlucha de rachmana, because if they're shlucha the kohanim, so shlucha the didan, if they are shluchim, so then hold on a second, he says the machshev is shinoi kodesh has to be mitzad bailim. We could prove that shlucha derachmana, because shlucha, if they're shlucha, he proved that shlucha derachmana, because if they're shlucha habailim, the agent of the baal, so now when the kohen shechs an ola, so now if the baal thinks of some type of incorrect psul, he thinks of shinoi kodesh, shlomim the ola, or something else like that, he's mevatel the shlichas of the kohen, and since he has the ability to mevatel the shlichas, so then we should never allow it's not making clear now. Let's forget that point. Okay, let's scratch that. Fine. Okay. Gemara now says, Vayter. Gemara says, we just proved from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi that he holds that the baal is able to be mefagel because it says a hikriv amakriv, which is again to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says only the oved has the ability to create pigel. So then the Gemara says, Amar Bai says that there are three people who all hold the same din. Amar Bai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, we just saw, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, three different people. Kulu, all of them hold svirlu, ze mechashev, v'ze oved. They all hold the concept that one person has a machshava, and a different person does the avoda, havi machshava. That machshava will impact it. Even though the machshava is someone other than the one doing the avoda, we could still acknowledge that machshava as being a machshava. So the Gemara says, so how do you see this, that all of them acknowledge Zeh Mechashev, Zeh Oved? So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hadamim. We just saw him above, that even though there's a kohen doing the avoda, if the baal has a pigel machshava, that machshava is considered machshava. So that's where we see Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. What about Rabbi Eliezer? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, the Meseches Chulim, HaShochei Le'Oved Kochavim, Shechitaso K'sheira, a person shechs L'shem avodas kochavim, it's a good shechita. But Rabbi Eliezer, which is what we want, posel, he says it's pasul. So what's going on here? If you look at Rashi, just to explain, Rashi says five narrow lines down. Rabbi Eliezer, posel. Hosam mefarish behedi, the Gemara explains, shestam achsheves ovid kochavim lavodas kochavim. Whenever there's a stam thought, we assume a non-Jew's thoughts are always towards avodah zara. V'afagav delo ihu shachilei pasul. Now, even though the non-Jew is asking someone else to shecht for him, he's not doing the shechita. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, since a stam machshav of avodah kochavim is for avodah zara, he has the ability to disqualify the shechita that someone else is doing. So we see zeh machashiv zeh oved havi machshav. That's the third. That's the second. And then the third one, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, where do we see that he holds the same din? It's not in the Mishnah tells us. The Mishnah says in Maseches Shabbos here, klal. The following principle applies when it comes to carrying on Shabbos. When it comes to Hotzah, when a person does a Akira, Vahanachi, he needs to carry something to violate the Shabbos on Hotzah, when there's no Erev, has to be carrying something of significance. How do you define something as a shear, a significant size? So the Mishnah explains, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kol she'ein kasher latznia, anything that's not kasher, which means anything that is not fit objectively to be hidden. No one's going to save it anywhere. It's a crumb. Ve'ein matznin kamoa, no one does hide it. No one holds on to a crumb. So then huch shelazeb, but then v'tzniu ba'acher v'otziu nischayv. Zeb machshav zeb. But let's say some guy, the owner of this crumb, he's machshiv. He thinks this is something he wants to hold on to, and he does lemaisa hold it. And then some other party, and Shimon comes along and takes that crumb and carries it, Shimon's going to be chayv. Now, even though this crumb, objectively, no one would hold on to, no one would really protect and save, but since Reuven, the owner, was matzniyit, he was machshivit, he was achshivit, he gave it significance, and that caused Shimon to violate in Avera. So this is a third instance, a third time that holds that Ze'o, Ze Mechashiv, Ze'o Veda, Havye Machshava. So the Gemara now says, Tarvayu Islay de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi. Both of them, meaning the last two opinions, the one about Shechitas of the Chachavim and the Shabbos, both agree to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, who says his din by Kachim. Why? Hashe b'chutz, I mean, if they acknowledge Ze Mechashiv, Ze'o Veda, Havye Machshava by Chutz, by either Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, so then certainly Bifnim Mibaylei, certainly they would acknowledge Machshava of being significant when it comes to the world of Kudshim. Rabbi Elazar, Elazar Rabbi Yossi, who's the one who holds the din of Kudshim, less Lutatavayu, he doesn't agree to the other two cases by Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Why? Dilma Bifnim Huda Aminan B'chutz Lo Aminan. Maybe he only holds the kaz of Machshava significant in Bifnim. But B'chutz, where things are much less significant, Machshav is less significant outside of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe there he doesn't hold of the Din. What about the last two and three? Do they hold of each other? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who said the statement about, he was the one about Shabbos, Islay to Rabbi Elazar. He agrees to Rabbi Eliezer by Avodah Zarah. Why? If by Shabbos he agrees Machshav is considered significant and will impact someone else's Avodah, so then certainly he'll say by Avodah Zarah as well, because Avodah Zarah is more serious. Why is it more serious? Rashi explains, because Avodah Chachavim is Dumya, the Avodah is Panim, Chai Berachmana. Avodah Zarah is similar to the Kudshim. Even though Avodah Zarah, of course, is Aser, but it's similar traits as that of Shabbos. So then the Gemara says, where are we now? Rabbi Eliezer, who holds a din by Avodah Zarah, less than Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He does not necessarily agree to Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Why? Dilma b'Avodas Chochavim hu damrinan came from him. Maybe Avodah Zarah has the same din Machshav is considered Machshava, just like by Kachim. Avodah Zarah is similar to Bifnim, similar to Avodos in the base of Mikdash. Aval Shabbos melechas Machshavas asur Torah. You didn't melechas Machshavas. There are the requirements of Machshava are much more significant, and therefore maybe wouldn't apply the din of Zeh Oveh, Zeh Mechashev, Havyeh Machshava. Okay, Hajin Alach, Beis Shammah. So now we're up to a very familiar parak to all of us, the parak of Ezehu Mekomen, a very, very important parak, which we all say every single morning. There's a big discussion why we say it every morning. One of the explanations are because it's like din of Avodas Karbanos. Some say because it's an in to learn Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara every single day. So they chose the Mishnah of Ezehu Mekomen as the Mishnayos, because a person should be Shalish Adam Shnosav, he should learn, split his day up in learning Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara every single day. So therefore we say in the morning, we say the Psukim, Yivarecha Hashem Yishirecha, we say Mishnah, Eiz Mekomon, and we say Rabbi Shmuel to be the Gemara. So why they choose Eiz Mekomon of all the Mishnahs, there are many Mishnahs you could choose, is because there's no machlokas in this entire parak. It's a very nice shalom. It's a Mishnah, that parak that shows the complete shalom. There's no machlokas at all in this parak, in the Mishnahs at least. So the Gemara, we're going to see machlokas, but not in the Mishnah. So this is very, very important. Parak. So the parak begins as follows. Ezu Mekomon. So which place shall Zvachim? Where do you shech the Zvachim? So Kadshe Kadshim, Shchitasim B'tzafon. When it comes to Kadshe Kadshim, what Rashi tells us are Chataos, Ashamos, Olos, Shamay Tzibor. All of these are Kadshe Kadshim and require being shechted B'tzafon in the north. Now there's an interesting shaila that the Rav Leib Malam, Rav Ari Leib Malam, was a big Talmud Chacham. He lived in America, and he has two svarim, and his second sefer is pretty much all on kadshim. So he is very, very important for Masechet Zvachim. So he has the following chakir. He wants to know, the din of tzafon, is that a din, a general din? All kadshim require tzafon? Or no, each one needs its own din, that ola requires tzafon, and chatas independently requires tzafon, and asher requires tzafon. You need different limudim for each of them, or is it this broad tzafon that all kadshim require tzafon? Now, I don't know the nafkamina. Many kadshims, sugis don't have nafkaminas because we don't really know how to apply them, but that's the chakir. He has a lot of chakirs in his sefer. That's a chakir he mentioned. So he wants to prove from this very first line of the Mishnah that it's a din klali, since it says them, kachi kachi mishchitasa matzafon, it lumps them all together, indicates it's a din klali, not a din prati to each particular one. Now, what's the significance of tzafon? So there's a machloka, seems to be a contradiction in Rashi's. Rashi in one place says, not because the tzafon is more kadosh than any other area of the base of Migdash, rather because it's a kvias makom. We need to have a set makom. We need to have a makom kavua. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says when we're lachas of tefillah is compared to avoda. So it says, in what way is it compared to avoda? So it says, just like avoda, you can't have a psul machshava. We mentioned this on Sunday. So too, you can't have a psul machshava while davening. So just like you're supposed to stand while doing the avoda, you're supposed to stand during tefillah. So one of the things that the Shulchan Aruch writes is, just like there's a kviyas makom, your kviyas makom for the avoda, so too a person has to have a makom kavua for davening as well. So that's why tefillah. Just have a makom kavua, that should be a set place. Now why tefillah was chosen over any other area, the pasuk says, but just because of makom kavua, that's what Rashi says explicitly, nothing to do with kedusha. But there is another Rashi that says tefillah, in fact, is considered more kadosh than all the other directions, and that's why tefillah was chosen.
Okay. The mission is always serious. When we do the placement of the tribes a few weeks ago.
Yeah, no, it is. But he says not because of Kedusha. He says because of Kviyas Makom. He says explicitly not because of Kedusha. Then the Mishnah says, Parvis Sarish Yom HaKippurim Shchitavsim Batzafon. The cow and the goat that we shecht in Yom Kippur is also the Shchita, takes place in north as well. Rashi goes to all these psukim. We're going to see the Gemara is going to bring all of these. And kibol daman b'chlisharis b'tzafon, when you catch the blood of these kachi kachim, it's with a kli, and it has to take place in the north. V'daman taun hazoya al bein abadim, and you have to sprinkle the blood of bein abadim between the poles of the aron, v'aparochas, and on the curtain, v'amizbeach hazav, on the golden, the inner mizbeach, which is called mizbeach hazav, or mizbeach hakhtaris, mizbeach hapnimi, the three different names for it. Matana achas mehen ma'keves, and if you're missing any of the sprinklings, it's ma'keves, the entire carbon. And the shiari hadam, the rest of the shiari and the leftover blood, needs to be shofech al yisod maravi, shemizbeach achiton, is poured on the outer mizbeach. So I think I explained this before, but I'll just say it again. The way it works was, on the mizbeach, there's this yisod. The yisod wrapped around most of the mizbeach, not the entire mizbeach, on the bottom. It's jutted out a little bit, a little foundation, a little platform. So you'd sprinkle the rest of her blood, it's called shiraim, onto that. So the din is, this is one of the, I think they bring as a source, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvah, so you can't pass over the Mitzvah. So when it comes to any avoda that takes place in the Pnim inside, and you have Shirayim, you have to pour it on the first Yisod you encounter, which is the western one. So imagine you're coming, the Kodesh Kodashim is here, and you were just by Mizbech HaPnimi, sprinkling, and now you're walking outside to the ramp, the Mizbech HaChiton, which went like that. So now the first Yisod you encounter is the western Yisod. This is east, this is west, so you pour on the western Yisod. But when it comes to sprinklings that are on the Mizbeach HaChiton, that you've done all the sprinklings outside already, so when you come down the ramp, you turn this way, the first one you see is the Dromi, the southern Yisod. Not the western Yisod, but the southern Yisod. So you pour the Shiraim on the southern part of the Mizbeach. So then the Mishnah says, last four lines of the Amud here, from Lo Nasan Lo Ikav, if you don't pour the Shiraim, that's not going to be Me'akev, the carbon, it was still a Kasher carbon. Next category. Parm HaNisrafim, Visirim HaNisrafim, if it comes to the cows that get burnt or the goats that get burnt, what is this referring to? Look at Rashi, the last four lines, the last three words in the line. Parm HaNisrafim, Par Helm, Par Koy Mashiach, Shein Nechalm Lekwanim. These carbonos, these cows are not eaten. El HaNisrafim L'chutz Yushalayim. After you've done the sprinklings, the remaining part of the animal is not eaten, but you take it outside to be burnt. El Shafach HaDeshen Yusuf, you burn on the Deshen, which is outside the base of Mikdash. What are the Sirim HaNisrafim, the goats that get burnt? Rashi explains, Sirei Avodos Kochavim, the goats used for carbonos of Avodah Zarah, to be mechaber for Avodah Zarah, Shehukshu Lepar Helm Davar Lechol Devarim, that they have a hekesh, they have the same exact dinim as a Par Helm Davar. So these are two types of carbonos. Back to the Mishnah. Par HaNisrafim, then Sirim HaNisrafim, Shechitasim Batzafon, you need to shecht it in the north as well, the Kibol Daman Beklisharis, and you catch it with a Klisharis Batzafon in the north as well, the Daman Taon Hazaya Aparochas Amizbech Hazav. While by Yom Kippur they had an additional sprinkling in Bein Abadim, when it comes to these set of Karbanos, there is no sprinkling in Bein Abadim, rather goes first in the Parochas, then Amizbech Hazav. And going on to Amud Beis now, the Mishnah continues to say, Matana Achas Men Ma'akevis. If you're missing one of the sprinklings of this next category, that's Ma'akev, the carbon, as well. Shiari Hadam, the leftover Dam, Hayashofech HaYisod Maravi, Shemizbeach HaChitzon, again you sprinkle it on the western Yisod, because that's the first Yisod you encounter. When the coin leaves the Heichal, you pour it on that Yisod. Vim Lo Nasan, if you didn't place the Shiraim on the Yisod, it's Lo Ikev, it does not prevent the carbon from being Chal. And the Mishnah concludes, Elu ve'elu nisrafin abeis hadeshen, all the remaining parts of the animals, whether it's the par v'sar shema kipurim, or the par nisrafin b'chutz, all those get burnt outside in the base hadeshen. Fine, what's a base hadeshen? Rashi says that two lines down from the top here, nisrafin abeis hadeshen, l'makom shemotzi'in shamiz hadeshen, shemizbeach hachitzon. Every morning they take out shemiz hadeshen, they place it outside the base of Mikdash, that would be where we burn these parm as well. Now before we go ahead in the Gemara, just turn back to the first Amud for a second, just a quick Tosef we'll look at, just pull out a couple of lines here, just important to know this. Tosef, the Ramaskal Ezu Makomon, Kachri Kachim Shechitasim Basafon, the Shechita takes place in the north. The Tosef says, Hayrav Rabbeinu Ephraim, Hayumadaktik Mikan, he learned from this Mishnah, the Lo Ba'inan Sakin B'Shechita, you don't need to use a knife for a Shechita, how do you know? The Mishnah should have said, just like it says that when you do the Kabbalah, the Kibbul Dama B'Klisharis, it should have said Shchitasan B'Klisharis, but it doesn't say that. It just says Shchitasan B'Tafon. Use whatever you want, but you don't need a Klisharis. That's what he learned from this Mishnah. Now Tosef goes on to say, go a few lines later, he says, E.F. Shalomar Kane, you can't say this, because the Gemara tells us in a couple of places, Darish Midichsiv Aikachas Ma'achelas, was that Pasuk talking about? Anyone know? Avraham Avinu, right? Okay, this Yitzchak, he took Ma'achelas, his lashon of allowing matir achila. He took a sakin that's going to allow for an achila. De'ola tuna kli. We learn from there, says the Gemara, that you do require a klisharis for a shechita. So there is a machlokus in the Rishonim based on the Gemara's whether or not you need a klisharis for shechita, or you could use any item that you want. And there's a long tosis to look at all the different sources, but that's an important machlokus to be familiar with.
Unless he has a tremendously long knife.
It might depend on, we discuss is where the north exactly is. I mean, the north can extend itself to, as is Yisrael, he's allowed to stand in that area. Yeah. If it's limited to not, then you're right. They have to be outside, have a long knife. The Gemara now says, starting the Gemara now, Mem Zayin Amud Beis. V'nisni nami v'kibol daman b'klisharis b'tzafon. So why not mention that the kibol dam is with the klisharis b'tzafon as well? So what's the shaila? So Rashi says, Nisni nami b'resha gavistam shakachi kachim v'kibol daman kechadatana shchitasam. I mean, we have this generic statement that shchitasan is b'tzafon by all kachi kachim. So we should have also said that kibol daman b'klisharis b'tzafon by all of them. How come it doesn't say that, but rather it says it by each particular carbon separately? that the parvisarir is kibul daman bechli sharis betzafim. It should have said it, the opening line. It should have said, I'm reading it again. Eiz mekalman shalos levachim, kachin kachim shchitasim betzafim. Every kachin kachim requires shchita betzafim. And it should also have said next, v'kibul daman bechli sharis betzafim, that every kachin kachim requires a klisharis betzafim. But it doesn't mention that line. It mentioned it specifically in each example, but doesn't give this as its overall principle. So why not? So the Gemara explains, Kaven the Ika, Asha Mitzorah, the Kibo Dama Bayad, Hu Sheare. Since Asha Mitzorah, that you have to catch the blood with the hand of the Kohen, and not using a Klisharis, they couldn't make this generic statement, and therefore have to say each particular case where it applies. So the Gemara says, V'ha V'lo, not. Not really true. You don't need a klisharis for the Asham. But Hakatani doesn't say later on, L'kaman, in our very perek, it says, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzora, Shchitasam Betzafon, V'kibo Damen B'klisharis Betzafon. Meaning you do need to do klisharis Betzafon, even by an Asham Mitzora. There are no exceptions. Every single kachikachim requires a klisharis. So how could the Gemara say that you need Yad? So the Gemara says, which is an interesting line, you have to figure out what this means exactly. I mean, not what it means, but just it's hard to comprehend how this happened. But Meikara, initially, when they're writing the Mishnah, Savar, they felt, Kibol Damo Biyad, Hu Shireha. Initially, they thought the lacha was that you catch the blood with the hand, so they left it off the list, because Asha Mitzora doesn't require Klishares. But Kevin de la Sagila, then they realized afterwards, El Bakli, that it doesn't work, you actually need a Kli, they made a mistake. Hadatanya, then they changed it. So this is interesting because we have other places where the Mishnah is a certain halacha and then they change the halacha and we say, Ein Mishnah Zazamim Koma. We don't want to remove the Mishnahs because they used to memorize Mishnahs. You erase a certain line, they're going to confuse the guys who memorized it. But that wasn't based on a mistake. That was based on just changing how we paskin. This is a clear mistake. How do you think one time that it's a hand and one time it's a klisharis? So the Tanya, the Brisa says, Lokach Yachal Bekli. When they take the Dam Asham, one might think you have to use a Kli. Tamalomar, the Nasan, you need a Nasina. Ma Nasina Vatma, when you do a Nasina, you give something, it's with it's Asma Shakoin, you use your hand to give. Avlakicha, so to the taking, just like the taking is Ba'atma Shakoin. Meaning, the Kohen takes the blood and he puts it on. The Pasuk says he puts it on the Mitzorah. So just like the Nesina is with the Yad, the Etzba of the Kohen, so too the catching has to be Be'atma Shekohen. You use your hand. And then the Gemara says, Yachal Afla Mizbeach Kain. One may think also by the Mizbeach you should have to use your hand only. Tamalomar Ki Kechatas Ha'ashem. When the Pasuk describes Ashem Mitzorah, it says it's like a Chatas. Why is it housed like a chatas? It's an ashram, it's not a chatas. So the Gemara explains, ma chatas to una kli, just like a chatas requires using a kli to catch the blood, af ashram ton kli. So to the ashram, mitzvah requires catching with a kli. So which one is it? So do you use your hand as a steer in the psukim? Do you use a yad or do you use a kli? And the Gemara says, nimtas ata omer, it comes out that you say, ashram mitzvah, shnei kohanim, mikavim es dama. When it comes to the ashram mitzvah, you actually require two different kohanim to do the process. Which two kohanim do you do? It says one is the echad biyad, echad bikli. One catches the blood with its hand, one catches the blood with a kli. Zesha kli bikli, the one who catches using a kli, balo eitel mizbeach, he has to go to the mizbeach and do the sprinklings. But zesha kli biyad, the one who catches it biyad with its hand, balo eitel mitzvah, goes to the mitzvah and puts the sprinklings on the mitzvah himself. So Mikdash David, very important sefer on Kachim, had just an interesting kachira. He wants to know, when it comes to the Kabbalah Beyad, the Kohen who catches the Adam Asher Mitzorah with his hand, does that have a regular din of Kabbalah, or is it a different din? I mean, what's a nafkamina? Do you have to do the Kabbalah Beyad in the Tzafon, or not? That's one shiloh. Number two, he wants to know if you have to catch all the blood from the Tzavar Hapar. We said when it comes to general Kabbalah, it has to be directly from the Tzavar Shel Behema. When it comes to catching with your hand with Mitzvah, do you also have to make sure it comes directly from the Tzavar, or could it even come from the ground or from the Kli? And the third afkamini has, we said when it comes to the Kabbalah, let's say you shechted the animal was Tamim. But then it got a Mum before the Kabbalah, it lost its ear, let's say, before the Kabbalah, we said it's possible to do Kabbalah. Yeah, Kabbalah has to be also when the animal is still tam, other than its head being chopped off. Okay. So when it came to Kabbalah of Biyad, does that have the same requirement? Does the animal still have to be tamim to do Kabbalah Biyad? That's the whole suffix he has. And the Le Malin wants to prove that the dam of catching the blood does not require tzafon, because that required tzafon, the Mishnah would have taught this din of Kachi Kachim overall requires Dama B'tafon. Even though it can't say Klisharis, it could have at least said a general statement of Kol Kachi Kachim Kabal's Dam B'tafon. The fact that it didn't say B'tafon at all tells us that the Kabal B'yad does not require B'tafon either. Okay, we'll stop here, everyone. Have a wonderful day.